If you like painting and saving, ask Sherwin-Williams and save 40% on paints and stains during our four-day super sale, September 23rd through the 26th. With 40% off our great paints and stains and 30% off painting supplies, you can give your whole home a color makeover. But hurry, these savings are so super, they won't be around for long. Find your nearest store at sherwinwilliams.com/sale. Retail sales only. Some exclusions apply. See store for details.
As a home plate ump, my eyesight is my paycheck.
Strike one!
Strike, that thing was chin high!
But the price of monthly contact lenses was eating me up.
Strike two!
Come on, it bounced to the plate!
So to save some money, I'm just using these glasses I found. Cha-ching!
Strike three, you're out!
He hasn't even pitched the ball yet!
There's an easier way to save. Get online, go to geico.com, get a quote. 15 minutes could save you 15% or more on car insurance.
American student Amanda Knox is still trying to get Italian officials to let her go free.
Prosecutors concluded their arguments today in a Perugia courtroom. They said the convictions against the two defendants in the trial for the killing of British student Meredith Kircher in November 2007 should be upheld. During their summing up over 2 days, they attempted to convince the jury that existing DNA evidence on a knife and bra clasp can stand. An independent review of this evidence carried out during this appeals trial found the evidence used to convict American-born Amanda Knox and her former Italian boyfriend unreliable. Sabina Castelfranco, CBS News, Perugia.
Her classmates were scheduled to be on hand today in Tucson, Arizona, for the dedication of the Christina Taylor Green Little Hands Playground. Christina, a third grader, was the youngest victim of the shooting that left Congresswoman Gabrielle Giffords severely wounded. Sam Litzinger, CBS News.
It's your dream vacation. Don't let the flu ruin it. Shield yourself with a quick and easy Rite Aid flu shot for just $27.99. They're covered by most insurance plans, available without an appointment, and come with a coupon book worth $100 in savings. So get your flu shot at any Rite Aid anytime. And take vacation days, not sick days. That's the value of wellness. Quantities limited and available during pharmacy hours only. No purchase necessary for coupon book. See store for details or visit RiteAid.com/flu.
Coffee, please.
Phyllis, what's that spring in your step? Are you in love?
In love with Dr. Scholl's Custom Fit Orthotic Inserts. My feet feel fantastic.
What?
The Dr. Scholl's Custom Fit Orthotic Kiosk at Walmart. It measures and analyzes your feet, then recommends the Custom Fit Orthotic that's best for you.
Sounds expensive.
No way. They're a great deal.
Hey, get that guy his coffee. I'm off to Walmart.
Go to Walmart.com and search Dr. Scholl's Custom Fit Orthotics for a kiosk nearest you. Savings versus other custom orthotics insert brands sold at retail.
1270, The Buzz.
Welcome back to Broadview, a weekly program with updates and discussions of the issues and hot buttons of Northern Nevadans. Phone lines are open at 823-1920. And now, here's your host, Jay Davis.
Yes, and thank you for joining us on this Saturday. JP's here with me. Steve Aussie's here with me. Brian Benson is here, too. We're going to talk about his new book and his inspiring YouTube video. But first, Steve... What happened with the market this week? I saw it like down 390 or something. I mean, it was unbelievable.
Worst week since 2008, since we were in the middle of the Lehman Brothers collapse. When that, you know, sometimes I feel like I'm a doctor hoping for typhoid fever.
I hear you.
Because I'm out of the market. Therefore, the more the market goes down, the more business I get. So I'm kind of like the doctor.
So you're loving it.
I am.
Is that what you're saying?
Yeah. I'm sorry, listeners, for your pain, but I'm
should have listened to Steve.
Well with it. Yeah. Yeah, what it's about, I think, is global slowing. For a long time, developed countries, United States, France, Germany, the UK, we've had slowing growth. But the emerging markets, China, India, Brazil, they had been doing well, in part because they started from zero. I mean, they were coming out of the third world and they were starting to grow. But their biggest customer, China's biggest customers, guess who? Us and the developed nations. So their growth now is down, too. So the problem is just global slowing. And here in our country, Ben Bernanke, he's out of bullets, really. There's not much he can do. When the economy has done really well, he would raise interest rates to try to slow it down. And when the economy needs stimulus, he would lower interest rates. Well, my gosh, interest rates are down near zero now. So Operation Twist this week is kind of like arranging deck chairs on the Titanic. There's not a lot he can do.
And when you say interest rates are down to zero, it sounds good.
Mm-hmm. It seems like that would stimulate and encourage borrowing and whatnot. So what he's doing now is he's selling some of the with the feds. If you want to commit your money to a 30-year bond, you get more interest rate, and if you want a short-term bond, you get less. So he's been buying long-term bonds to try to drive the rates down. So he wants to get the long-term bonds down low too, because those are the bonds banks buy and the bonds that mortgage interest rates are tied to and up. But they're almost out of bullets. There's not a lot that they can do.
Nobody's buying.
Well, no, that's not true. Silver was down like 18%, I think, this weekend. Gold was down too. Gold took a
gold
big
went
down.
Down.
So you would think that gold and silver had been in the prior weeks like this, had been a safe haven. But no, it's actually American bonds. As tough as our country is, I think we're still the tallest midget. People are still churning towards the U.S. Treasuries as a flight to safety.
That's a good thing.
So, you know, I don't know how we're going to get out of this. I don't know if we have the political will to get our country in order here. That's really a big part of the problem is our spending, and they just don't seem to get it in D.C.
Is that it? I mean, what is freaking everybody out to ride the roller coaster with this? I mean, this is business for how many years has the stock market been around? Investors, businessmen, countries doing this. And now all of a sudden it's like a roller coaster ride. All of a sudden one day, what, everybody gets scared and starts selling everything?
Mm-hmm, mm-hmm.
Uh-huh,
yeah,
uh-huh. Yeah. You're saying yeah?
When the last person is sold, then maybe you can go up. So we've been to S&P 1100 before in August. The market has been lower than it is today. And when we get back to 1100, that's going to tell us a lot, because if we break through that trap door, then we have to find out where the next floor is below it. So that's where we have to keep an eye on. But not a lot of good things out there. Not a lot the government can do to fix the problem other than get out of the way, but they don't recognize that.
No, and stop making money, huh?
Mm-hmm. Yeah. Get out of the way. Let the free enterprise system do what it's supposed to do.
So tell someone your email in case they want to get a hold of you, Mr. Guru.
Mm-hmm.
I mean, I know someone who's very happy they listen to you.
Yes, yes, you do.
Someone I know.
Well, I'd like to tell people how to reach me, but I recently entered the Witness Protection Program.
You will be soon if you haven't.
So I can't mention it. But well.
Steve at steveaussie.com.
Oh, there you did it.
That's A-U-S-E.
They're going to shoot me because I'm slated to be on the witness stand.
Only if they find you at the corner bar. That's the only way. Thank you for that, Steve. Okay, now we'd like to welcome Brian Benson to our little group here. Hey, Brian.
Hello there. Thank you.
How are you?
I'm good.
Award-winning author and advocate of inspiration.
Yes.
Yes, you are, though.
Thank you.
I've got this little book right here. Is this your latest book, Brian's List?
That was actually my very first one that came out in 2009.
Oh, so you have these other five books I'm seeing. What's your last book?
Well, that is the one that you're holding is in print and in audio. The other ones are ebooks.
Oh, I see. Yeah. That's the way of the future, isn't it?
It's
I mean, forget
is.
All this cover and all this
I
stuff.
Know.
This must have been expensive. This is a beautiful book.
I like to hold books, though.
I do, too. Yeah. The only thing is I can't get them all in my bookcase anymore. Constantly. No, really. I mean, I can't give them away. I can't get rid of them. It's hard. So I like my little Nook now. Is this available on Nook?
It is available on Kindle.
Oh, yes. Kindle.
Yes.
Well,
yay.
As long as it's
I'm
available.
I'm a Kindle person. You're
you
a
have
Nook
the Kindle?
Person.
Okay.
I do, too.
Well, take a look at this. This is really Best Book Award finalist, USA Book News. It's called Brian's List. It's 26 and a half easy-to-use ideas on how to live a fun, balanced, healthy life. And I love it. It's just short little chapters. Go for a walk. Give thanks. Drink more water. Clean house.
Oh,
I mean, all.
I was going to say I'm doing all those things.
Meditate.
Then you got to that clean house thing.
I know. That's what I told him, too. I guess I'm the only one in here I don't like. Listen to your heart.
I cleaned the house once.
I doubt that. How'd you come up with all this, Brian?
Well, I mean, there's so many self-help books out there, and a lot of them are just really big and thick, and they want you to do all kinds of stuff with them. And I wanted to make it really easy and accessible. And so this came through me kind of at the tail end of middle of 2008 as I was going through some kind of difficult times myself. I was in a family business that I co-owned. I knew it was time for me to get out, and I was really out of balance and burned out. And
why was it time to get out? I'm wondering.
It didn't fulfill me anymore. I wasn't growing there. I needed a new challenge.
On automatic, huh?
Yeah. And so I'm a pretty driven person with all the, you know, stuff I've done through the years. And I just knew that I needed to make a change. And so I came up with a handful of things that I knew that kept me in balance and just referred to my little list whenever I was out of balance. And it worked really well. So I thought, hey, why not expand the list? And so I made it into that little book. And it just was the perfect little door opener kind of for what I'm doing now.
And it is. And I love it. It's real quick. It's so easy to read. I mean, you just have a way of expressing your ideas in a simple way.
Thank you.
You know, I love it. I think it's wonderful. And it's all the things you would read in a spiritual book, you know, with 129 pages telling you how to clean your house.
Yeah.
You know, and how to.
Right. Yeah,
yeah, I love it. It's a wonderful book.
I see pictures too, huh?
There are some drawings, yes, of
here,
me.
Yeah. I refuse to have a book without some pictures.
Who did the drawings?
A friend of mine in Sacramento. Yeah.
Little sketchy
Laura
pictures.
Schofield.
Beautiful.
Yeah, thank you.
Well, the book is great. You've got 5 other books, The Art of Balance. You've got Cavemen No More.
Be a balanced, authentic man
is that
in the 21st
like,
century.
Is that kind of like Venus and, you know...
No, I just...
Men, cavemen, you know, they go into their cave. Is it more on that?
No, not at all. I'm just, you know, hey, I really, the last few years, have really learned how to tap into my creativity and my intuition. And so a lot of people might say that's the, kind of the softer side, the feminine side, but I like to call it creativity, intuition. And so I'm just...
So cavemen don't have any of that, right?
No. And so I'm just trying to help guys maybe who haven't really tapped into that find that, because it just makes life so much more enjoyable.
You're giving them hope that it's possible.
Absolutely.
And it's okay.
And
they don't have to.
Girlfriend's hope too.
And they don't have to wear pink.
Exactly.
Yeah.
Right.
Well, that's a good little book. I think that's interesting. Art of Balance, also Discover Your True Greatness.
Mm-hmm.
What's that one about?
That is about...
it's self-explanatory, but
no,
tell
no.
us.
It talks about how I got into triathlons many years ago. I had a knee injury, a real serious knee injury, and I rehabbed.